Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday morning early, the 19th of March, 2021. I've entitled this video this morning, What Jesus Did for His People. And, you know, we need to be reminded often of what Christ did. Everybody wants to talk about what they did, what they're doing for Jesus. What did Jesus do for his people? Well, we're told in Scripture that he came to save his people from their sins. That's what he did. We were born in our dead in our trespasses and sin. And Jesus came not to make salvation possible, but to make it absolutely certain for those, all for those whom he died for. He died, he was buried, he rose again, he ascended back to heaven, and he's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. So Jesus Christ came to this world for a specific purpose, and he accomplished it. On the cross he said, "It is finished." And his precious blood that was shed was a perfect sacrifice for all for whom he died for. And for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ did not do a partial job. He did an absolutely perfect job. Absolute perfect sacrifice on the cross. There's nothing that needs to be accomplished for his people's salvation. He's already paid the price. And we have been given, if we're one of his, the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. He will not impute our transgressions to us by going to hell. You know, because Christ paid the price for us. He became our sin bearer, bearing our sins upon himself. And he also said, "If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. There are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you." So Christ not only paid for his people's sins, coming back for us, and he's going to take us to be with him in glory. And he also tells us he's prepared a place for us, a mansion, and that where he is, there we may be also. He also tells us in the 17th chapter of John that he's given him power over all flesh. In John 6, he don't know why it's cast out. God has not failed in anything. And yes, Jesus gets all of his prayers answered as well. He's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. So we're serving a successful completer of everything that he set out to accomplish. And I'm glad that he has accomplished all things for his people. So let's not beat our chest. Let's give all glory and praise to the wonderful things that Christ has done for us. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.